listening to Peace Signs, stories of peace, justice, and faith at Penn State.
I mean, it's the core of what I do and who I am. You know, attending University of Mennonite, being part of a close-knit community, it's at the core. And I, you know, teaching in a secular university, I hope that it makes a difference for my students. My name is Doug Miller, Penn State faculty member and in geography, associate professor of geography. And I also direct the Center for Environmental Informatics at Penn State. And I teach in the Department of Ecosystem Science and Management. I grew up in Allegheny Conference, same conference University of Mennonite Church is a part of. Grew up in a small place called Springs, southwestern Pennsylvania. Attended a Mennonite church there. Came here in 1977. After a year of sort of aimlessly wandering and not doing anything religious, I started attending University of Mennonite in 1978 and was actually baptized in this congregation in 1980. After about 1978, I moved to State College. Even though I was an undergrad, I lived here year-round. And so I can say that basically I've always been part of the Mennonite Church. I met my wife, Sue, here. She went to Eastern Mennonite. And after doing a two-year degree at Eastern Mennonite, she moved back to State College in 1978, and that's when we met. The core of my faith is Anabaptist. It's peace, social justice. I have to say, though, lately, that in the last 3 years, I've started to look at some sort of non-Anabaptist stuff. Spirituality related to Celtic types of things, a lot of practice, pilgrimage, meditation, looking at a side of things that Anabaptism isn't noted for, but also that being part of a community that has a little bit wider view of things is accepting of people like myself looking outside of our traditional bounds. They see me as being somewhat different from my colleagues, and I hope that my actions and the way I conduct myself in the classroom and interact with students, I hope that carries through. I think this is a place where you can be totally anonymous in your faith, and you don't have to step outside or step into those issues at all if you don't want to. I mean, plenty of my colleagues don't, and that's fine. I teach technology in a lot of ways, and there's still ethics and morals, and there is a spiritual bent to technology things, but I'm not teaching classics or the kind of areas where even things like social justice come up. I think people of faith, when we take the time to listen and dialogue rather than sort of condemn, I think we get students' attention. I think they're surprised by that. I've had students remark to me that they are a bit taken aback that I take an interest in them personally. A story relating to an undergrad. Well, I used to help my son with a paper route when he was playing high school basketball, and my wife and I would split the route. She did one half of the street and I did the other. And I got this call on my cell phone, and Sue said, there's a student laying in this people's bushes by their front door, and he scared me terribly, and he got up and said he was really drunk. This was at like 5:30 in the morning. And so she said, he just took off and started walking down Westerly Parkway. He wanted to know which way campus was. So I said, well, let me go try and find him. I got down Westerly Parkway, and here he is walking down the middle of the road, literally down the yellow line. And so I pulled up beside him, and I said, hey, what's up? You need a ride somewhere? And he said, well, yeah. He said, I'm trying to get back to my apartment. I said, well, jump in. I'll give you a ride home. And about 15 seconds later, a cop car shows up going the other way. And I saw the kid's eyes get kind of big, and I was just like, yeah, he probably would have gotten in trouble. Turns out his apartment building was across from the church. So we pulled in, and he's like, oh, I really appreciate it. You know, I told him I was a faculty member, and I just was pretty blunt with him that I'm concerned about students that end up this way. You know, he was describing to me a party he had been at. He had gone out to a bar with a friend. Last thing he remembered, he was in a bar downtown, which was a mile and a half away from where we picked him up. And, you know, we sat there and talked for a good while. And, you know, I pointed across the street and I said, that's where I go to church. You know, doors open anytime you want to come. And this is a place where you see me. I gave him my name, gave him my card. And I was like, dude, does this happen to you often? You know? And he goes, well, yeah, I've blacked out a bunch of times. And I choose sometimes to ignore opportunities. But I think there's a lot of folks that just, they're not really interested in taking the time to help students with those kinds of things. I don't think the guy ever showed up in our church. Choosing to just dialogue and talk to somebody in that circumstance is valuable. Am I going to pursue him to try and convert him? That's not my style. But the guy looked at me and thanked me for the ride. And he said, you know, I really appreciate talking to you. I said, hey, there's my number anytime you want to talk. The opportunities present themselves, but you know, I think the big challenge for a place like Penn State, you can be incredibly anonymous here, both as faculty and as a student, but for me, I feel a calling to engage students when I see that. One of the things that allows me to survive in a big place like this is actually a community that fosters, and I want other people to get what that's about.
Peace Signs is a project of Third Way Collective, Penn State's only student organization committed to exploring issues of peace, justice, and faith. Thanks to Bend Block for their incredible music. To find out more and to lend your voice, like us on Facebook, follow on Twitter, or visit us at thirdwaycollective.org.